That was The Gold and Silver Waltz by Franz Lehár, a performance by the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Nima Järvi, here on, well, it's about to be live and local on FM 90.9. Our broadcast is made possible by these business partners, Woodyard Allen Farm of Ridge Farm, Ray's Heating and Air Conditioning of Urbana, and Prairie Ridge Farms Incorporated of Allerton. These business partners join the Friends of WYLL in making great programs possible. And we thank you for your support. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with Translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. This is now live and local. It's your connection to local performances. Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Kelly. And we have quite a mix of the reverent and the irreverent, to say the very least, in both cases, on our program today. My first guest is Chris Holman, who is the coordinator for a concert that's happening on Friday night on the University of Illinois campus by the Concerto Urbano Baroque Ensemble based at the University of Illinois. They're going to be doing some music by Marc-Antoine Charpentier, and one other composer as well, Marion Little Motets, Marion meaning references to the Virgin Mary, accompanied by period instruments, and we'll find out what little or petit motets are. And then, in a remarkable juxtaposition, second half of the show, I will be talking with and hearing sing some members of the cast of Charleston Alley Theater's production of Reefer Madness, the musical, coming up live in our studio. That's our show for today, and we hope that it will all be accompanied by your pledges of financial support for Live and Local, for Illinois Public Media. More on that as we continue. Music by Marc-Antoine Charpentier in a performance by an ensemble called Le Concert Spirituel, led by Hervé Niquet. And that was a setting of the text Alma Redemptoris Mater, which translated from the Latin means, for the first part of it anyway, loving mother of the Redeemer, who art ever the gate of heaven and the star of the sea, aid a fallen people which is trying to rise again, and continues from there. That is one of the numerous motets that will be on a concert by the Concerto Urbano Baroque Ensemble at the Episcopal Chapel of St. John the Divine on the University of Illinois campus Friday night at 7:30. Concerto Urbano is the University of Illinois Baroque Ensemble, which is sometimes an orchestra. In this case, it is an assemblage of singers who will be performing primarily as solos, duets, trios, and so on, accompanied by period instruments. Charlotte Maddox is the faculty director of Concerto Urbano, and Cynthia Heyman is vocal coach for the ensemble, for the vocal ensemble. With me on the program today is the fellow who's coordinated this particular concert and also will be singing and performing on the program. He is the countertenor of the group and also organist. His name, Christopher Holman. And Chris, thanks very much for coming in on the show, and first also for letting me know about the concert.
Thanks for having me.
Your idea, this particular program?
Yes.
Centered around the Virgin Mary.
That's right.
Not hard to do with Baroque vocal music.
Not at all.
How did you settle on this particular composer, Marc-Antoine Charpentier, whom I'm going to guess most of our listeners haven't heard of?
Mm-hmm. Charpentier wrote the whole concept of the program was to find chamber music that, you know, we could sort of have a lot of different pieces and a lot of different styles of French Baroque music, and do it with a lot of different people. So, you know, everybody could just take one piece and learn it. And, you know, we could just put it together and it would be something simple, but really nice. And so when it came time to choose, you know, a composer, I sort of looked at several different people and I thought, well, you know, Charpentier really has the greatest variety of slow and fast and, you know, pieces in, you know, triple meter and duple meter, and also has a lot of music for various different instruments and various different voice types.
And I've heard some of his pieces before. The vocal writing is often, well, simply gorgeous,
yeah,
which has to have helped in making their decision.
Of course.
There's lots of composers who've written beautiful Baroque vocal music, or I should say lots of composers from the Baroque era who've written beautiful vocal music. Bach, perhaps most famously, along with Handel. Bach necessarily not the easiest composer to sing.
That's right.
But I've always had the impression anyway that Charpentier's music is really gratifying for the singer as well as for the audience. Is that your impression?
True. Yeah, that's very true. His music, a lot of times, it requires a lot more agility than, say, you know, a Puccini opera or, you know, even maybe, you know, Wagner or something that a lot of voice majors study. So this is sort of an opportunity to give our voice majors the chance to do something a little bit different.
And when you say agility, what do you mean exactly by that? Because it doesn't necessarily mean it's more difficult to sing.
Right. Well, it basically, you sort of, you have to be a lot lighter when you sing it because there are a lot more runs in it. There's a lot more emphasis on rhythm and ornaments and just, I don't know, things like that.
So when you say runs, basically meaning fast notes, usually
right,
on one syllable.
Correct, yes.
For example, anybody who knows from Messiah, the chorus, "For unto us a child is born, for unto us a child is born," and it goes on and on and
yeah,
on and on and on and on. That's a run.
Right, yeah. And there are a lot of those in this music.
Also known as a melisma because it's on one syllable, a lot of notes on one syllable.
Right.
If I'm remembering all that myself accurately. This concert, unique at least in my experience of Concerto Urbano or hearing about Concerto Urbano in that it's mostly these small, either small ensembles or even just single singers.
That's right.
With a single instrument or one or two.
Right.
Who are your instrumentalists or what are the instruments?
Well, we have two Baroque violins and we have two recorders, a gamba, which is an early form of cello, and a harpsichord.
And not always playing together.
Not always playing together.
And the ensemble, made of, looks like, 12 or so singers.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Never singing together. Or are they at some point?
The piece that we just heard, the Alma Redemptoris, is actually the only piece that we all sing together. And then there are also some other pieces where we sing together, but, you know, there's no soprano part, for instance, or there's no alto part.
And you said that voice majors have a chance to do this music kind of rarely. Does that imply that most of the people in your ensemble are voice majors at the university of some kind?
Yes. 10 out of 12 of us.
That's very good. So most everybody working on, more typically, lieder or classical songs and opera of bigger, you know, usually looking for bigger voice kind of music.
That's right.
Yeah. Or is there a program now at the university where some of you will focus on Baroque music, or is that not usually the focus at all?
I mean,
here?
Concerto Urbano really is one of the only things. You know, there are several community groups like the Baroque Artists that people can be a part of, and also the chorus, the choirs as well. Although the choirs usually cover music from quite a range of time periods. So a lot of times it's a lot later music that you can sing, you know, with a lot of volume and depth that you may not necessarily be able to do with early music.
Your voice part, the countertenor, which is to say the male voice that sings in the alto or sometimes soprano range, never called for in a Verdi opera, for example.
That's right.
So you're going to be confined to this kind of music or to early opera, whether it's Baroque or maybe early classical opera.
Right.
We have another couple of pieces from the program we wanted to give a sample of right now. And these are all settings of texts about Virgin Mary, as I think I introduced.
That's correct, yes.
This one, Salve Regina, which means roughly...
Hail, Holy Queen.
So actually, Mary as Queen, which is a particular poetic image.
Correct.
Common in the Catholic. This is exclusive. Is it exclusively Catholic?
Yes.
Symbolism and imagery here?
Right. And Charpentier wrote all this music for two chapels, basically. One where he worked in for a very wealthy woman for about 17 years, and then she passed away, and then he worked for the son of Louis XIV.
And we're going to hear this setting by Marc-Antoine Charpentier of Salve Regina, and it's actually partly covered up here, but this is Concerto Vocale is the name of the group.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the pieces that will be played on, sung and played on the concert Friday night by Concerto Urbano Baroque Ensemble, one of whose members is with me, Chris Holman, who's also the principal organizer of this particular concert. And you're listening to Live and Local. Music by Marc-Antoine Charpentier, his setting of the text Salve Regina, which means Hail Queen, Mother of Mercy, life, sweetness, and our hope. Hail, to thee we cry, banished sons of Eve, to thee we sigh, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. That is one of the numerous small motets by Charpentier that will be on this concert Friday night by Concerto Urbano Baroque Baroque Ensemble. That one featured from the ensemble called Concerto Vocale, the countertenor, René Jacobs, and will be sung on Friday, I'm guessing, by my guest, who is Chris Holman.
Actually, we have a soprano who's going to sing that.
A soprano
is
going to sing that one. Okay. Well, more on that, and I want to ask you about the particular type of motets in a minute, Chris. But first, since we haven't done this yet, this hour, need to let people know or remind you, if you've been listening this afternoon, that this is the first day of our fall pledge period at Illinois Public Media. And it's the first pledge period during this new time slot for Live and Local. So we're both excited that we have the new time for various reasons, but also I'm a little trepidatious to see, I don't even know if that's an accurate word, to find out, okay, will we have more listeners, which we're very interested to find out, and therefore will, if we have more listeners and new listeners to the show, will you respond to our appeal? The program has, as today's show is a wonderful example, a remarkable mix of music, whether it's bluegrass or Beethoven, Baroque music about the Virgin Mary, or songs from musical about Reefer, which is what's happening later on in the show. Spoken word, saxophone players, jazz, Live and Local has all kinds of information about local performances, interviews with local artists, interviews with artists visiting the area but performing locally. It's your way to keep current with the music in our area when you listen to the station, specifically to Live and Local. And we can only do it with financial contributions from listeners like you. Our phone number is area 217-244-0025. And I'm pleased to share the studio this morning not only with Chris Holman, but also with Bob Culkeen, who is Illinois Public Media's station manager. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here, Kevin. And I'm glad that Chris is here with us, bringing a wonderful voice to this program. And he used some words in the last break where he talked about how the music goes from slow to fast and how it mixes values and it has a different instrument and different voices. And all I could think about as he was talking about the music is he has just described our listening audience. There's so many different people out there with so many different likes that they come to this program that you produce every day, Kevin, to hear different things, and they are definitely hearing it today. But we would love to hear from your voice. Like Kevin said, we have a new time for Kevin's show, and we want to hear from you that this works, you're enjoying it, you might be a new listener this week or last week. We want to hear from you today. That number is 217-244-0025 to state your support for WILL, Illinois Public Media, and specifically Live and Local with Kevin Kelly.
And you can also make the contribution by going to our website, which is willpledge.org. It's very easy to make the pledge there. It's probably easier for some people than to pick up the telephone. I've heard actually from many people, Bob, who I run into at various performances or even just about town, that you have discovered a concert, you've discovered some performance, a theater production somewhere that you would never have heard of if you hadn't heard about it here on Live and Local. And that's really a lot of what we're trying to do. We're also trying to bring the artists like Chris, like our folks from Charleston Alley Theater who are coming up next or coming up shortly, give them the opportunity to make their case for their particular event and also learn about what it is like to make their art, which is often quite interesting to find out about as well.
I mean, I even heard you sing today on air.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
You
sort
did,
of.
And that was quite entertaining. Not only was I
entertaining
very instructional.
In not the best way, I'm sure.
The number 217-244-0025, if you'd like to state your pledge of support. I do have a question for Chris, as being someone in our local community that has been invited onto the show. You're probably a frequent listener of this show, mm-hmm. too. How does it feel?
Well, it's a little intimidating because there are so many wonderful people that come and talk about their music on the show. And, you know, like you said, to have such a wide variety of music on here and of listeners, it's one of the best ways to get out your information about, you know, what you're doing as an artist.
Absolutely. Sounds like a wonderful performance coming up on Friday night with Chris and his group, doesn't it?
Well, I heard a group that included Chris and some of these same singers and some other singers as well, whose name I can't now remember.
Vocal Arts Ensemble.
Vocal Arts Ensemble, yeah. where you did a similar sort of approach. At least it was lots of different kinds of music. It was not Baroque music, where you had small ensembles, a couple of times the large ensemble performed. And it was wonderful to hear, in that case, in a rather intimate setting. In the case of this concert, you're going to be doing it in a wonderfully resonant space, which was exactly the sort of space that Charpentier's music would have been performed in his day.
Correct.
And it was meant to sound that way. Mm-hmm. And as you said, you don't get a chance to perform it often, so therefore you'd sure like to get people out to hear it.
That's right.
As long as you're going to perform
it. Exactly.
And so that's what we're doing here, at least in part, on Live and Local. You can keep the money flowing to the station so that we can keep the show going, so that we can bring in folks and keep letting you know about things you can go out and do, et cetera, et cetera. The phone number, 217-244-0025. Or pledge online, willpledge.org. Before we finish this segment and go on to our remarkably different segment coming up, well, I wanted to ask just quickly, Chris, the notion of the little motet, the petit motet, I guess it would be pronounced, versus the grand motet, which is the big motet.
Right.
What's the difference besides big and small?
Sure. Well, basically it just refers to the size of the performing forces. Grand motets are often performed by a full orchestra, brass, strings, winds, everything, and usually multiple choirs. And these petit motets are for one, two, three voices, and they're usually for, you know, maybe, you know, as few as two instruments.
And that will be happening on this program. I've heard some of these singers, and it should be a wonderful, hour and a half?
About an hour,
About an hour?
Yeah.
On Friday night, Concerto Urbano Baroque Ensemble based at the University of Illinois. It will be on campus at the Chapel of St. John the Divine. There's two St. John's chapels, lest one be confused. This is the Episcopal Chapel on the corner of Wright Street and Armory, right across from the University Library. It's Friday night, 7:30. Voices, instruments, music by Marc-Antoine Charpentier. You even get to hear Chris play organ on music by another composer. Won't get a chance to ask how he showed up on this program, meaning that particular composer, but mostly this wonderful music by Charpentier. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. Thanks to Chris for coming in, and thanks to you for your calls of support and pledges online of support. We also want to say thanks to the Music Shop for their contributions, celebrating 51 years of service to music education, now offering private lesson instruction for students of all ages. They also feature guitars, amplifiers, digital pianos, software, and sound equipment in the Pro Sound Center at 27 East Market View Drive, Market View Plaza, Champaign, or at themusicshop.com. The number to call to contribute to support Illinois Public Media and Live and Local, 217-244-0025, or go online at willpledge.org. And with apologies perhaps to Bob and the other Catholics among us, or those who may have been wrapped up in the wonderful sacred sounds of the Marian motets, here's something completely different.
Creeping like a communist, it's knocking at our doors, turning all our children into hooligans.
Save the country!
That comes from Reefer Madness, the movie musical, but I'm assuming that music is also in Reefer Madness, the stage musical, which is being put on by Charleston Alley Theater. That is in Charleston, Illinois. It actually opened last Friday, but continues tonight through the 22nd, actually, through a week from today, with various 7:30 p.m. performances tonight and Friday and Saturday, and then a remaining matinee performance on Sunday, and then next Monday as well, 7:30, Charleston Alley Theater. We're going to have a few live renditions of songs from that show, but before we launch into that and introduce my next guests from the theater company, I want to appeal to the listeners who are still around in the event that we may have chased off those who were particularly enamored of the music that we played in the previous half hour, and maybe we picked up some new ones who stayed specifically to hear about Reefer Madness, the musical. I know I'm intrigued about it. I've never seen it. Bob, did you ever see that original movie?
I saw them. Yeah, I'm not old enough to remember that movie.
Oh, did you see it then, which was 1936. That would make you older than my mom.
No, I saw it in a black and white movie theater probably back in high school. I remember that was a high school fundraiser. They showed that movie for some reason.
And they were,
I don't know why, but they did.
Well, probably at that point for the camp value, but at the time they were quite serious about it. This musical does not seem to be very serious about the message anyway.
But, and quite a different overtone from the last music you had on there that shows what your show is all about.
From
religious
the sacred
overtones?
To the twisted. Yeah. Well, in any event, whatever kind of music we feature, whether it's by local performers or visiting performers performing locally, sometimes some very big name people, sometimes some, you know, first time performers.
But always quality.
We try to think so, and of great variety. Music lovers often just like music of many different kinds. And so it's kind of to all of you that we're appealing. But we also need to appeal to you right now to make sure that we can continue the program, which is to say Live and Local here on FM 90.9. We will continue in just a few minutes, but we need to remind you that we're here because of listeners who support, and we need to continue to have that support. So I am the host, Kevin Kelly. Bob Colquhoun, our station manager, is with me. And the phone number is 217-244-0025. You can make a contribution now in any amount to support this program. And as we said at the outset, it's a new time for us.
That's right.
I'd like to know that perhaps the new listeners who've joined at this time and were perhaps frustrated that they couldn't hear before now can get it. Let's see how valuable it is.
Absolutely.
You.
And they can also go online at willpledge.org and make a pledge of support there. And we're really interested to hear from your listening audience on how they like your program at 4 o'clock. I've heard some great things from other people that have not heard it before. They've been wanting to hear it. They've been at work at noontime. Now they're able to look at it at 4 o'clock, listen to it, and really enjoy it. And the variety of people that you bring in here are just wonderful. Out in the community, it's like a living calendar of events that's happening every single week here in Champaign and Urbana and our surrounding area. It's just a quality show.
And it's not only a calendar, it's also sort of a portrait of the various communities.
Absolutely.
We do tend to focus especially Champaign-Urbana because we're here, people can get here most easily. But as is the case of our next performers, when it works with schedules, we try to feature anybody we can and live whenever we can. Charleston Alley Theater, I don't think we featured on the program before, although we may have it one time. Says Jerry. Well, I'm going to introduce Jerry in a second. One last reminder, your calls of support, your online pledges, extremely important to keep this show providing a service to you and to our artists in the community who would like to have you in their audiences. The number is 217-244-0025 or pledge online at or contribute online. When you go online, you're not pledging. You are contributing with your credit card at willpledge.org. My guest from Charleston Alley Theater, involved with Reefer Madness the Musical in their 22nd season, are Jerry Matson. Do you say Matson Hughes?
Madison.
Madison Hughes, that's M-A-T-T-E-S-O-N, or J.M. Hughes, as she bills herself, as director of this particular production. Tony Cox is the music director, is sitting at the keyboard. Kyle Probst is in the role of the well, initially innocent Jimmy Harper, Andy Hudson and Charity Osier in the corrupter and corruptee, Ralph Wiley and Mary Lane, formerly Little Mary Sunshine, or starts out for a long time that way in the show, and then Tracy Harpster and is in the kind of unfortunate victim role somewhat of Mae Coleman. Anyway, thanks to all of you for coming in. Did I miss anybody?
No. Thank you.
Briefly, Reefer Madness the Musical, what's it about?
Well, it's a satire of that 1930s anti-marijuana propaganda film called Reefer Madness, but it also had several other names, Tell Your Children, things like that. It was actually a exploitation film capitalizing on a hot topic at the time, which was demonizing and criminalizing marijuana. And so they were out to make a quick buck while they were filming it. And the musical started in 1998 when Dan Studney and Kevin Murphy were actually thinking about doing something with Frank Zappa's Joe's Garage. And it just sort of came as a sudden other flash. Well, why do that? Let's try this instead. And they started writing this musical on it. It performed in L.A., and then it moved to New York. And from New York, it lately then became a movie made by Showtime in 2005.
So if the original film mm-hmm. from the 30s was opportunistic, you know, sort of exploitation, mm-hmm. did that necessarily imply that it wasn't entirely sincere
its
message?
It really wasn't. Doing the research, what happens is that at the time, you know, they got rid of Prohibition. Prohibition left in 1933, and so Prohibition people needed something else to focus on. And conveniently, William Randolph Hearst, the timber and paper baron, was angered over the rise of hemp as a paper product because it was cheaper to manufacture and it was undercutting his profits. So he organized, along with the Bureau of Narcotics, and who was headed by a puppet person, the nephew of the Director of the Treasury, to organize a campaign to discredit hemp and marijuana so that they could get rid of it as a competing product. And it was a bit of a conspiracy between them to do this. I know this, people, really, what? But it's true. It's there. The documentation is there. But what happened then is that these people who wanted to make this sensationalized drug movie, which they couldn't because of the production codes of 1930 that said you can't show corruption on film, or one of which was drug addiction, but they could do it if they called it an anti-drug film against this type of thing and show it as a moralizing tale. And so they got funding to do it that way. But many people recognized it for the camp and over-the-top rather strangeness that it was.
And it's been shown since in exactly that spirit. Right?
Yes, yes. It people actually took it seriously to a certain degree. Schools would show it in class to try and convince their children not to smoke marijuana. And but finally it sort of faded away. But in the 70s, like you said, in the 70s, it came back as a midnight movie feature where it was treated completely as camp and totally laughable.
So, for example, in the original
movie
and in the stage and movie musical, what are the sorts of things that can happen to you if you smoke marijuana?
A whole litany of them.
And very quickly.
You go crazy. You shoot people. You kill them. You engage in lewd behavior. Yes.
Hallucinations of Jesus.
Kill people on the street. Yes. Yes, you have conversations with Jesus in your hallucinations. Things like that, yeah. But it's all taken in the movie, in the musical, to another degree of camp and satire.
And outrageousness.
Outrageousness, yeah.
Well, I read the Wikipedia description, which actually came off of the website for the musical, of the whole synopsis. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking, and this is a comedy because people are shot through the heart. You know, these horrible things happen to them and everything else.
She beats him to death with a, sorry.
Yeah.
Don't give it away.
Spoiler.
Well, we only heard part of it. Somebody gets beaten.
Somebody gets beaten, yes.
But it's all done in some sort of humorous way.
Yes.
I read one line that said, blood spurts everywhere, and I assume that there's a comedic approach to that or something like that.
Well, yes, you can. But we, to make it fit into our play space, which is certainly nothing like anybody else has, in a small little organic black box, we reduced it down to its basic parts. And so there's a number of things we just don't do that are in the script because they are extraneous. They are not over the top so much as just more of what is flash and glitz. And so we've taken it down to a little simpler level. So we did away with all the blood.
All of that's unnecessary.
Really?
Yeah.
We just convey it through the action itself.
Fair enough. Well, we have a few songs we want to be sure to give our singers a chance to perform, since you came all the way up to Urbana from Charleston. So while we're setting up for the first one, let me remind listeners that, and you can decide whatever's going to be first here, that we do need your support for the program to make sure that we can continue to present songs about marijuana, if that seems to be the appropriate thing to do, according to whoever's performing what show in town or what music's going on. Make your call now to support Live and Local. The number's 217-244-0025, and it looks like we've got everybody who's with us up to the microphone at the moment. These are performers from Charleston Alley Theater's production of Reefer Madness the Musical, live on Live and Local.
This brownie is yummy. It's the greatest brownie known to man. It's chewy, it's yummy. This brownie's really good. Don't offer me a macaroon. My brownie suits me fine. There's frosting on the top, and best of all, it's mine.
Eat the brownie, eat the brownie, eat the brownie.
Let's go home.
Okay, I shimmer, electric. I'm a one-man marching brownie band. I love it, my brownie, and my brownie loves me too. It's smooth, it's sweet, it's chocolatey. It forms a perfect square. And the bestest part of all is I don't have to share. And the bestest part of all is I don't.
Eat the brownie, eat the brownie, eat the brownie, yeah!
Well, it's called The Brownie Song from Reefer Madness, the musical, and I'm willing to bet that most of you out there know exactly what they're talking about, even if you don't want to admit it. And this is Charleston Alley Theater's production featuring Kyle Probst, who's in the role of Jimmy Harper. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Harper, one of the two sweet and perfect children.
Upstanding citizens of the community.
are you supposed to be high school kids? Or
yes. I specifically say in the musical that I'm 16, so...
Are you really 16?
No.
At least you look awfully tall. That could happen. And then, of course, you get corrupted by...
By the weed, yes. I get...
The Reefer Madness.
I meet a man named Jack at the Five and Dime store, and he convinced me to go to his place, his reefer den, where I can get dance lessons, and I get sucked in by, I guess you could call it peer pressure, even though I don't know these people. So...
And is this... have you been in other musicals before?
I have been in other musicals. Never at the Cat. I've done some high school musicals and stuff back in the day, and I've been in with the Cat for a couple of other shows.
The Cat is Charleston Alley Theater.
Yeah. Yes,
the Cat. I like the way you put that. but I'm guessing a role. You've never done a role quite like this one.
No, never done a role like Jimmy Harper. No.
This is not a fair question, but I'll ask it anyway because I don't always ask fair questions. Do you relate better to the good guy or the bad guy?
Oh, that's a tough one. I've never promoted you ever doing reefer because I can't because I'm studying to become a teacher, and I can't actually ever smoke marijuana or ever will probably. But I do. I can relate to kind of both, I guess, in a way because I do try to act really nice most of the time, and I think. Most people would agree that I'm very much a good boy, but at certain times, at parties or something, I've been known to become more like the other side of Jimmy Harper, the crazier side. So.
But you can just do that under your own influence without extraneous external influences to put you into that mode.
Yeah.
Is it actually true that, you know, if you're going to be a teacher, you can't ever have smoked marijuana or something like that?
You're not supposed to have a DUI or you can't get anything. Oh. Any criminal record shows up and they won't hire you.
Certainly imprudent to talk about it on the radio.
Well, let's assume that. Yeah, okay. I've never applied to be a school teacher, so I don't know. Next at the microphone is Tracy Harpster. Now, your character of May Coleman, introduced as sort of being an unfortunate victim, pretty exclusively, right? Or not? Or is that what your song is
about? For the most
part,
yes. Her boyfriend, Jack, is the one that goes to capture the high schoolers and brings them back to the reefer den to get them hooked on reefer. And although I have an addiction of my own, because he did the same thing to me when I was younger, and I've been around with each other for a long time, I still disapprove of him continuing that act. Not to mention, he is not very nice to me. He's abusive, so.
Another of the things that one can become under this influence.
Absolutely.
Your song is called The Stuff.
Yes.
Something makes me stay. It's the stuff. I'd try to kill him, but my guy gives me love and the stuff. Sometimes he's rough. He throws me down the stairs, but deep inside he cares. He buys me lingerie. Good grades and so naive till the stuff. A handsome stranger, some empty promises, lots of stuff. But I don't get hooked. I'm not addicted. just enjoy the glow. I like to have my fun, no harm to anyone. But till Jack's at long last sated, it pays to stay sedated. And nothing numbs me better than the stuff.
Tracy Harpster with Tony Cox at the keyboard. Tony's music director for the production. Reefer Madness, the musical, put on by Charleston Alley Theater, which opened on Friday, continues tonight and through next Monday. You can check their website for the complete schedule. We'll mention it coming up. And, of course, that song called The Stuff. This is Membership Week on WILL, first day of Membership Week on WILL. And during this week, we do take time out from our usual programs to ask listeners to contribute financially to support the stations here. And we use that contribution along with funds from businesses and foundations to pay the cost of staying on the air, simple as that. We don't fritter it away in some frivolous way. We make sure that we're continuing to bring you music, in the case of our music programs, or coverage of shows such as the two concerts, two ensembles and performances that we're focusing on in today's program. But we're only able to do it because of support from our listeners. You do provide the largest single source of funding that we use to stay on the air. And so we're asking for you to support WILL's Live and Local today. You can call your contribution in to 217-244-0025, or you can give online right now at willpledge.org. I'm here with our station manager, Bob Culkeen, who knows this as well as anybody.
I do. You know the saying that says, the many hands make the load lighter? Well, in the case of today, many voices make the song or the performance better. And the voices that we hear outside right now are you who are listening and maybe singing along or maybe humming along, and not only to this performance today, but to performances that happen day in and day out with Kevin Cho. Would love to hear from you again today. That number, 217-244-0025. And Kevin's right. Over 40% of our listening audience participate and help give us the funding that we need to bring our operation to you every day. I would love to hear from you today. Live and Local has changed to 4 o'clock, and it's important to hear your voice to let us know how you feel about this program at this time slot. So give us a call, or if you want to, you can go online to willpledge.org.
Or, of course, if you've been a regular listener to the show, you enjoyed us at noon.
Absolutely.
You enjoy us at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Let us know that you've enjoyed us all this time, because, you know, I've always heard wonderful things, very nice compliments from people that I run into here and there, and who say you enjoy the show. And I always am tempted to say, oh, that's wonderful. Do you support it? But I don't ever do that in person. I'm doing it right
now,
however. Well, maybe I should, but I'm doing it now. I mean, you all know who you are if you've ever said to me that how much you enjoy the program, but you've not supported financially. We certainly need your help to make sure that we can continue doing what we're doing and provide you that service, provide Charleston Alley Theater with that service. The phone number, 217-244-0025, or online at willpledge.org. I think we have one more song from Reefer Madness to feature, the two you haven't heard sing except in backup until now. These folks are Andy Hudson and Charity Osier, starring as Ralph Wiley and Mary Lane, both of whom were corrupted by the stuff courtesy of Jack at some level.
Ralph,
right?
A very long time ago.
If
Jimmy's our cautionary tale of what can happen when you start smoking, Ralph's, you know, been around the block a few times. He's past the point of redemption, I think.
So he was crazed in the first place.
Oh, yeah, from minute one.
He was maybe a bit crazed even before he got to the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Charity, or rather Mary Lane, was, well, still is, and remains to be seen whether she remains Jimmy's heartthrob. But She does come under the influence. I mean, that's fair to say.
However, that's Ralph's fault, actually, yeah. Not Jack's.
Hence this song, yeah. Little
Ralph
Mary.
Ralph making it a little over his head with Little Mary Sunshine.
Little Mary Sunshine with her hem cut so Little Mary Sunshine with her ducks in a row.
It burns my lungs.
Little Mary Sunshine needs a change in her life.
My head feels funny, Ralph.
Little Mary Sunshine. Come on, Mary Sunshine, it's time that you learn to be bad. You make a charming armful, so snuggle up my buttercup, 'cause you've been had.
Oh, Ralph, I think you tricked me.
Oh, smoke it, Mary Sunshine, dissolve in the sweet burning glow. Come lose yourself in pleasure. When the bombacha's got you, you'll forget the word no.
Oh, I can't. What about Jimmy?
Jimmy's a rube, provincial and dull. Don't be tricked, he's strictly quadrilateral.
Jimmy's a boy, I'm ready for men.
Let's go up and down and up and down
and down again.
Little Mary Sunshine, you are ultra, ultra.
I feel a little naughty.
Baby, I'll help you relax.
I'll tie you up with phone cord. We'll play with whips and nipple clips and candle wax.
Now hold on, Mary Sunshine. Let's not get carried away.
Just call me Marijuana. And Mary got some scary little games to play. I'll lather you up and give you a shave, a paddling while straddling my little sleigh.
Ah!
Down on your knees, it's pointless to fight. Save your strength, it's gonna be a lengthy night.
Help! This crazy tomato's taking liberties!
Kyle Probst as, I'm sorry, Andy Hudson, and Charity Osier as Ralph Wiley and Mary Lane. Little Mary Sunshine from the production Reefer Madness, the musical being put on by Charleston Alley Theater. And it continues through a week from today. You can get for more information by going to charlestonalleytheater.com. And thanks to all of our cast and music director Tony Cox and stage director J.M. Hughes for joining us on the program today. It's live and local on FM 90.9. Encourage you to support this program with your financial contributions during our fall pledge period. The phone number is 217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org. Our broadcast today made possible also with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's musical heritage at the University of Illinois. More information at sousaarchives.org. This is 90.9 WYNL-FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois.